Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujata. And nothing's off limits here, and we keep it real.
Yes. Hi, tribe.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. It's summer.
Yeah, but I feel like this summer we've been a lot more like on the go than we have last year. I think last year was like a little bit more. We went on vacation together too last year, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like this year, like you're doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. And like, we're like super trying to catch time in between.
I know. And all of our things fall on the same schedule.
Yes.
So when we're doing something, you're also doing something. So we don't ever have time to sync up.
But we're making it work.
I know.
And late at night, but we're making it work.
And the crazy thing is, I'm going out of town for about a week.
Yes.
And then when we come back, it's two more weeks and that's it. It's school again.
But then you're out for...
Yes. I'm going to have the
so we're gonna have to
girl summer.
In. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was telling Chaz, I was like, yes, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
But so you get to have your vacation now.
I know. He was gone a lot in the beginning of the summer. So, I mean, I feel like that's kind of how it goes. I mean, we take trips together. We take family trips and then he takes his guys trips and I take girls trips.
Yeah.
Do you have girls trips, guys trips? I know you go on trips with me, but...
Not really. I mean, it's not really. Bob has more like his guy trips and his brother's trips that he always makes sure they happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it'll happen. It'll happen. I don't really make any trips or anything like that.
No, I need girls trips in my life. Honestly, that makes it. It's something where, especially for moms, and when we don't have to wake up to mom duty.
Yes.
You transform. And I am convinced you transform to who you were in college. Like who you are, you're cool.
Jacqueline,
you never change.
Any chance you get, you're like, okay,
you never change like how you were in college. Like if you were the crazy one or the one who like looked out for everyone or the one who just made sure like everyone, the plans are there, or the one who just goes with the flow and like doesn't plan anything, but just shows up and say, you know,
you are
that person because you don't have to be on anymore.
Right.
You know, you just revert to who you always were. Like in college, you didn't have any responsibilities. When you're on a girls trip, you don't have any responsibility. So you never change who you are.
Yeah. It's just,
you just can't be that person all the time.
Yeah.
Because you have other,
you have kids and other responsibilities. It's funny. We were at our university that me and Bob graduated from, and we went to go play sand volleyball there. And it's like memories. I was like, oh my gosh, these kids, like they're so young and then they're just goofing off, no responsibilities, no worries. And they just giggle and just have such a good time. I'm like, I miss that.
I know. I feel like college, you're living a good life because you don't have any responsibility. Your only responsibility is to like
make sure
go to
you
class,
pass,
get
good
grades and stuff. And I feel like, I don't know. I mean, are things virtual now that you don't even have to go to class because of everything that happened?
You know, that's a good question. I don't
that
know.
Would
I
suck think, because we had to go.
I think there's a different experience going in person versus.
Yeah.
You know.
But then I also feel like you're doing yourself a disservice if you do virtual, because most of the experience is like walking through campus,
seeing all the people there, checking
out, you know, auditorium rooms and running into people. And I don't know, like getting that feel of the campus life.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's different than being virtual.
Yeah. And so not having to any responsibilities. But the best time, I would say, in your life is when you do graduate and you have money because
you get
you have a job.
Okay.
And you don't have responsibilities, just yourself. That's when you can really make the decision to have drinks and food versus just drinks. That's why people are so skinny in college.
Were you the type of person that like saved money also, or did you?
Oh yeah. I always saved money.
Spend all the money that you made.
No, I was always in finance. I was like a financial advisor. So like I always saved.
Okay.
I would get like anxious if my bank account went down by a certain amount or if I didn't have – the other thing to that was that I knew I didn't have anyone else to back me up. I knew if
– You're on your – we're on our own.
Exactly. Like
we don't
my
have parents.
Parents are
we
not
going
to bail me out.
No.
My parents did not have the money to do anything. So if I needed new tires or if something happened, like it was on me. So I always needed – a cushion.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same here. But I was pretty good too. I saved more and I let myself like spend a good amount of money
but
and just
never
enjoy it.
But you lived on your own though, right?
Oh, no, just at UNT when I went to, yeah, I did live on my own with my sister and our best friend.
But then when you graduated, what happened?
Well, I wasn't in that situation. I mean, my dad passed away while I was in college. Oh. So I stayed home and supported.
I see.
But I mean, I feel like, yeah, it was a good life though.
I feel like I didn't live on my own enough. I mean,
okay.
You know, I always
when
had
you
roommates.
Did live on your own, like what was it that was, I'm just trying to compare like.
What was so amazing?
Yeah.
So we walk around naked, don't have to do anything. Like you can take a shit with a bat with the door open.
I still do that.
I do too.
I still do that. I just feel like I didn't miss out. So when someone said, when you asked that question, I was like, well, I mean, it was just us three. It was my mom and my sister and I. It was just three of us. And there was the freedom to do. You come in and out and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I guess there's just like a little different dynamic. I mean, you could say, oh, my mom's super cool. She didn't care, but it's still your mom.
She's actually super cool though. But I got home cooked food. I didn't have to worry about that.
But that's the thing. You never could miss that. I remember just like whenever I would go back to visit my parents, I would scarf shit down and like take leftovers because I knew that I couldn't cook that way. And so you get to like,
that's when I got married. That's when I got married. I was like, oh, I missed that food.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was roommates and then I actually lived with a boyfriend too, which would not recommend just because I guess it depends on the relationship, right? It felt like we were already married.
Uh-huh. How long did that go on for?
And we were together for almost 2 years. And so I think we were living together for a year. And that is when I met Chaz. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet him to start dating him. There was nothing of the sort. Like, he didn't even catch my eye. I just thought he was, like, a cool guy, just like a lot of cool guys that I started to work with.
Right.
But it just seemed routine and monotonous. Like I just didn't see, okay, if we were to get married, there was no new excitement coming from that. Yeah. So I vowed never to live with anyone else except if I were engaged. And so when that relationship ended, that's when I lived on my own and it was the best time ever.
No roommate, just you.
No roommate, just me.
I can see, yeah.
And KO, my little dog.
Oh, really? Yes. That's when you got, okay.
Well,
okay.
I got him before, but that's when we lived, just him and I.
No way, I didn't know. Wait, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you lived just by yourself.
Yes.
With KO. Okay.
It was amazing.
How long was that?
It's too short.
It was really like, I wish it lasted longer.
Then within that time, I met Chaz. No, actually, I moved out with a roommate and then I lived on my own. Because within that time, I met Chaz and then he ended up proposing. And so we moved to Chicago. So it didn't make sense in Chicago to have two separate places.
Right, right.
But it was a lot of fun. And the fact that it was different was we were in a different city. So it didn't feel the same. Everything about that living situation was very, very different.
Okay.
But anyway, yes. Yeah, so that's when you have the best time. Not in college. It's after college when you actually have money.
Yes. And like, it's your money and you feel like I can do whatever I want to.
I know.
Spend it all, save it, do whatever you want to.
I don't know how it feels to spend mommy and daddy's money.
I don't either. But all I'm going to say is from what I can see, when someone has the money from their parents, they don't like
appreciate it.
But like I will appreciate every little thing. I still remember I saved all this money to get my first car and it was a black Honda Civic.
Was it new at the time?
No. It was what do you mean? Like a new
car?
Your
first new car.
Like, was it a new car?
So I bought my used car like when I was 16.
Yeah, yes, it was a used car.
But when you saved up enough money to get yourself a new car.
We always got like pre-owned cars, like at least a year old. So I didn't get a brand new car until I got married.
Okay.
But we still do pre-owned one. But I went from a Honda Civic to a Honda Accord. Was it the Prelude?
You do not do pre-owned still.
Huh?
You do not do pre-owned still. You just got a new Escalade.
No. I do pre-owned.
You got a new Escalade.
No, girl. It's pre-owned. Yes. It's always pre-owned. Right when you walk out, it's like drive off the
I know. Yeah. But I just felt you know why I wanted a new car? Because growing up, we never had new cars.
Yeah.
It was always someone else's car that they got rid of because they got a new car.
Right.
So for me personally, like I wanted to say I bought and got a new car.
So you got, you did, you bought your, yes. Okay. So
in college, I got a 2-door Honda Accord.
That's what, okay. What was your color?
White.
Mine was black.
And black leather. I loved that car. And I was so proud to have had that car just because I knew I bought it.
Yes.
With my
and
credit.
You take such
no
good
one
care.
Co-signed.
You like, yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I backed up and my dad didn't park his car or truck right behind the other. So it was his fault. But you backed up and it was like,
yes, yes.
I hit the taillight. Yes. I got so sick. I made myself so sick.
Yep.
Like I couldn't go into work. I drove straight to the dealership, to like the body shop. And they're like, oh, you got to make an appointment.
What color was his car?
I mean, it was like.
Because I'm like, your car is white. So I'm like, did it?
Yeah. I mean, it hit like the taillight and everything and it broke the taillight. But I physically was sick. Because it's your money,
yes.
You know? And I feel like if it was like some teenager, we'd be like, oh, well, I fucking hit my car.
Yeah, my dad and my parents are good. Well, and I feel like you just enjoy it. You appreciate it, but you enjoy it too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Those moments that you drive in, you're like, oh, this is so.
So we're both pretty well off. Let's talk about this, right? So we. It sounds like we had a pretty similar situation growing up where our parents made it work. They didn't have a lot, but they made it work.
Yes.
We never went without. We didn't have abundance of anything. We never had like the you know, my mom sacrificed to get us a pair of Nikes. I didn't have like 5 pairs of Nikes.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I never felt that I didn't have enough to.
You didn't feel there's any shortcoming. Like you didn't feel.
Right.
Like, I didn't
just
either.
Knew that we couldn't get like. Oh, Jabos came out. I couldn't get any.
Or Birkenstocks. And
yeah.
But we knew that. So it's not like we asked our parents.
Exactly.
We knew what we can get. Like we knew our, yeah. Like, but you know, I was telling my kids and I was talking to my therapist and I was like, you know, my childhood, I don't miss and I don't think about anything except there was so much like love and like fun and just this, I don't know how to explain it, but we just had so much fun with the simplest things, like going to the park and cooking and going there. Those memories is, you know, there was no, when you think about it, you're like, yeah, I didn't have everything, but I did have everything at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
I
will tell you, we didn't have a lot. We always had cable though. we had it
when it was like a free trial and then we would like not have any more.
Or I don't know if my
have
dad
all
split
the classes.
The cable outside in the backyard or what, but we always had that. But no, there was times where I didn't know it at the time. My older sister told me when we got older that, you know, sometimes my parents would have to ask the church for donations so we could get like Christmas presents and stuff.
Right.
But I didn't know that at the time. So, you know, I was always able to get like the one doll that I wanted.
Okay.
So well, I, so that's nice. Yeah. So like when I look back, yes, I feel like it was a lot of love. I feel it was a lot of fun. It's a lot different because we didn't have extracurricular activities. There was no like soccer tournament. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, oh, my dad was at every game or at every play. No, they were both working parents. Mm-hmm. They never had lunch with us. They never went to a PTA meeting. That also wasn't the culture back then. I feel like most parents, it was dual working. There was
I don't think it was a trend to like come and have lunch with your kids. I don't remember seeing any parents.
But I just feel like now, I mean, I know we're kind of getting off subject, but I feel like it's such an expectation for you to be so involved.
You almost feel guilty like, oh, I'm not part of this. Or like, it's almost like it's a must.
And then if it's not you yourself, there's other parents who make you feel guilty, which that I don't agree with. I feel like in our parenting, you should have each other's backs and just know.
Yes, absolutely.
If you could be there, you would be there.
Yes.
But don't make yourself or make anyone feel like they're being judged for not being able to be there.
Right, right. I mean,
some of us, myself and is that not all my children go to that school. So when you're talking about a Christmas holiday party, I have to, you know, split my time. It's
That's
not like
true.
I have two or all my kids at that school. So, you know, it's just like that, like, don't judge. You don't know what's going on in anyone else's life. But as far as teaching our kids what we were taught or how we knew that our parents didn't have money and how we knew not to ask. Uh-huh. For example, we went to Cayman and...
I know. Wait, hold.
I know. But we don't travel a lot. We're not taking multiple trips. That was our kind of only trip this year. Donovan went to camp for 2 weeks. And We did do dolphin. We did do the stingrays. He wanted to see how much those cars, you know how they had the sports cars that would drive on the water?
Yeah, yeah. We had seen them in Cancun.
Hey, you know what? Let's see how much they are. It was $200 for a half hour.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad, but it was like, you just went swimming with the dolphins earlier today. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, I'm bored. You know, what's wrong with not doing that? And while we could afford it, it's just like, you're not getting the like money aspect. You know, you just think $200. You're not seeing the value of the money.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, hey, buddy, you want to do that? Fine. We won't do jet skis at the lake for your birthday because we could get a jet ski for 4 hours for the price of doing that for half an hour. Like, you need to make some choices here. You can get everything you want.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to, while I want to give them the things that we did not have or couldn't do, I also want them to realize, okay, well, if I want this, then I have to sacrifice something else. Not in all the decisions or all the wants, but I do want them to know the value of money. And
no, that's really good that you did. Yeah.
You know, so.
And there's a little meme or there's something out there that's like, you pack all this up and you get ready to go lake or you go on a trip and then your kids are like, I'm bored.
I know.
And that just, as a parent, I'm just like, that just, I just get really ticked off about that. I'm like, it's okay to be bored, but you're not being grateful.
Exactly.
That's something that I'm trying to teach. You need to be grateful.
Yeah. We did have a moment in the pool where he was like, Mom, I'm bored. And I was like, how are you bored? We're in the pool.
Got the Ritz-Carlton.
It's a beautiful, gorgeous island. He goes, well, we can come back here. I was like, Donovan, you don't know if we're going to come back here. Mm-hmm. And if we do, it could be a long time before we get back here. Mm-hmm. First of all, you don't know what tomorrow brings. Like, I hate to bring up all the thing about, you know, what happened at the Texas floods and all that stuff. You just don't know.
Oh my gosh. I just got goosebumps.
I know. You just don't know what tomorrow brings. So I was just like, look at how beautiful the palm trees are. Look at how beautiful the sky. Just be grateful for where you're at and appreciate these moments because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know if, like, I don't know, where's daddy loses his job. We can't take trips. Like,
you know,
you go so comfortable along with life in life and just kind of like, oh, I can always do this. I can always do that. And you don't know.
You don't know.
Things can change it in any moment.
They just think that that's just given. You know what I'm saying?
Because they haven't been through any trauma.
And I try to explain it, but that doesn't work unless you really go through it, right?
Yeah, so you haven't had any hardships and stuff like that. So it's hard for them to process those
things. Is, but it really bugs me that and I'm not trying to tell them to get to where I'm, but I'm really focusing this year and this summer, especially on like, being grateful for the small things, you know, and I'm trying every chance I get to teach them that because they need to know. Mm-hmm. They just think everything is given to them. Like, you know, for example, like, okay, you know, we get to go shopping. It's like, look at the price. Mm-hmm. Look at, do you want these from here? Like, be conscious of it.
Yeah. You know, or even the small things like getting Chick-fil-A. Like, I feel like we never got Chick-fil-A growing up because that was so expensive. Like Wendy's or whatever.
Taco Bell, dollar.
And even if we did go get fast food, it was very, very rare because we still didn't have that money to do that. You know what I mean?
That wasn't like, it was, even though it was fast food, it was still like
rare.
A special outing.
It was. And I remember that. And I remember thinking that even at the time. So these kids, like, it's like, oh, let's get, they don't know how crazy it is that we get them Chick-fil-A multiple times a week.
It's a norm. Like, okay, I want Chick-fil-A. I don't want this for dinner. Like, it's the norm for them. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Aryan likes to eat out a lot. Me and Rhea could be happy, like, making our food at home and being satisfied with it. And we can kind of eat the same thing. So Aryan's like, I had that for 2 days. I don't want it again. And I kind of tell him like, hey, you need to learn to eat at home. Like this can add up. And it's like, you think it's just a luxury? Like, okay, I don't want to eat. I want to eat Chick-fil-A. Yeah. I want to eat sushi. Like he will order, his dinner is 2 rolls.
No.
It's like $20+ just at one meal. And he wants it multiple times. Yeah. I go, no. It's for special occasions.
So how are you like limiting him or trying to teach him?
I just tell them, hey, Monday through Thursday, let's try to eat at home. Mm-hmm. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we can like figure it out and go out to eat somewhere. Just make it special. It just makes it easier.
Yeah.
Now, during the summer, since they don't have such a set schedule, we just do it Monday through Thursday. But that's how I just tell them. It's like, hey, you need to eat home food,
yeah,
home cooked food, healthier food than eating out. So he's been listening.
I mean, I guess also you think about it, right? Like healthier foods are more expensive.
Yes.
And, you know, working parents, you don't have a lot of time to just think about what you're going to make for dinner. That's not a lot. Think about what you're going to have for dinner, right? And everything that's like, we'll have a hamburger helper growing up, or we had like homemade burgers or homemade fries that my mom made, or Tostino's pizza. Like, I think all of our vegetables, except like a couple, were all from like cans, you know?
Real? Okay.
I mean, I know Indian food is probably different because it's more fresh.
I grew up in a primarily vegetarian household.
Okay.
We had meat maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. So every day it was all vegetables and eggs. And so we had veggies. And so we would go, so our fun would be every Saturday morning, there was a farmer's market in downtown.
Yeah, I don't even think farmer's market. I didn't even know that there was a such thing called a farmer's market.
Yeah, no, I don't know how my parents found out, but we'd go every Saturday and get enough vegetables for the week and made food. So that was like, but we had different meals almost every day.
And did your
mom work? At that time, no. She was off and on, but no, she didn't work at that time. She took care of my grandmother.
Okay.
And
so she could cook and she could
do. She cooked and she cooked.
Okay. So my mom, it's just like we talked about, right? Like, imagine if you drove to work from 8 to 5, right? And you get back at like 5:30 at the most with traffic, maybe 6. And then you have to cook dinner.
And clean the house and do everything. It's like, when do you even have time to? I mean, we didn't even have extracurricular activities.
Exactly.
Think about that.
And
that's where fast food comes in the picture.
We took a bus home. And so we were those like, what do you call latchkey kids?
There's a name for that? Okay.
Yeah. So it's, you went home from like the hours of like 3 to 6, you were by yourself at home.
I had my grandmother there the whole time.
See?
And she would pick me up across the street from her elementary. So I'm just elementary here.
Oh, so you walked. Okay.
I walked because it's right across the street. Yeah. She'd be there with her like cane or stick just waiting across the street. Nobody messed with me, but I'd go across and we'd walk back home.
Yeah. So. I never had that. I always was bused. We had a key.
And we didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
Yeah,
bad.
We just watched TV.
Yeah.
We did nothing.
Did you watch
And now
Duck?
We don't even trust our kids because they just, first of all, I just feel like, I mean, they're not mischievous, right? But they're just so
oblivious to
everything.
They're so oblivious to, I mean, my kids will walk our dog and I'm like, hey, they're just checking the phone and they're on the phone. And I'm like,
did you look across the street?
If someone was following you? They would never know if a car was following them.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I feel like two things. How do we teach our kid value of money? Mm-hmm. And how do we teach our kid like awareness, right? Donovan the other day, he texted me because, you know, he has an Apple Watch. He has asked for a phone. And I'm like, that is not ever going to happen for a while. So he bikes to the high school, mm-hmm, and he texts me. He's like, hey, mom, I hit a curb. My bike is broken. And I thought he made it there because when I called him, he said, I'll call you back. Yeah. And so I picked him up and I'm like, where's your bike? And he goes, oh, it's down the street. He put it on some random stop sign in a neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, where's your helmet? Did you lock your helmet up too? Uh-huh. He was like, no, I just left it there. And I got so mad. I felt bad for him because he tried his best. But I'm just like, Donovan, you have to be more or less trusting of the world. Okay. If someone sees that bike and mm-hmm, it's like a specialized bike. Uh-huh. Those are not cheap.
Yeah.
Someone will get bolt cutters off of some random stop sign.
Yeah.
And take that shit. The helmet itself is $60.
Did he lock it up?
Helmet? No, he locked his bike up, but it was around a random stop sign in a neighborhood.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
people were like, oh my God, there's a bike. Let me go home and get my bolt cutters and come back and get it. Mm-hmm. Versus if it were at the school where there's a bunch of bikes there, no one's going to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel bad saying this, but I'm like, Donovan, you can't trust anyone. There are people who are trying or who are malicious. If listen to your teachers, but do not trust anyone who tells you anything.
Right.
Okay. It's sad that you have to think about that and that you have to look at that, but you cannot trust people.
Right.
People will take stuff. And like, you just have to know that. You just have to walk around here thinking that, that people have mean intentions. I want him to trust his friends, but like, just.
They don't. I think, again, like, he's not into middle school yet, but I just feel like we're in a bubble. Sometimes they've got to figure out themselves, right? Like, I would tell her, if you take certain things, they get stolen, you know, like your clothes and stuff like that. But you can say all you want to, but unless it happens to him, then they're like, oh, I need to be very careful.
But things didn't happen to us when we were growing up. And man, when we were in elementary school, we'd go ride our bikes till like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So we had those street smarts before things had to happen to us.
I think we grew up differently than them. Again, we took care of ourselves, but then at the same time, we don't have the other options of like getting on our tablet, getting on our phone, like watching unlimited TV. They have options. So our options were like only riding a bike.
Yeah.
And so we took care of that only option. Yes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just.
Yeah. We have to find a way to,
I've been teaching them.
I mean, because without sounding like the world is awful, you know, but just to be more self-aware.
Yes. They live in a bubble. They think everything is, nothing's going to ever happen. Shoot. I do the same thing though.
I know you do. Golly. Yes.
I'm like, oh, let me
I'm telling you, start listening to Dateline podcast and you will
I'll be a little not be the paranoid. Same. Yeah, I know.
Well, no, you should walk around paranoid. You should walk around and know your surroundings and be aware of like, if a car slows down or that car seems out of place or, you know, if someone just is walking, but they're not walking in walking gear and they're just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you just have to look at all that stuff. And
I want to know how many people are like you versus me.
I don't know.
I think I'm another extreme and you're another extreme.
I know. Cause I've talked to you many times. I mean, okay, you got in a fucking van. You got in a van with a stranger.
I know. And I didn't want to get bit by.
Okay, but you'd rather get killed or bit by a dog?
I was thinking in my plan. I was thinking in my head what I'm going to do.
You're fight or flight. You just like go into a van.
I know. And I looked back. I was like, oh, shoot. What am I going to do? I was if he tries to do something, I'm going to push him out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Ciara.
Now that I'm out of the situation, I'm thinking about what I could have done.
But now, you know, like, okay. Just, I don't even know what to tell you. That I wanted to kick your ass for that.
I know. I didn't tell you. I'm like, I'm not texting her. I didn't tell her anything. I'm in person.
You're like more scared to tell me.
I didn't tell you. I was like, I'm not texting her anything. I think we were going back and forth. I was like, I'm not telling her about this. Yeah.
Well, that was our episode. You guys, let us know what you do in terms of teaching your kids. I mean, the world is different and we grew up in a very, very different space, especially if you were born in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, which is crazy because there's so much more tracking stuff now and everything nowadays. But like none of that existed and we were so
I think
safer.
We were, even though there's more tracking stuff now, I think we as parents worry more than I think our parents even worried about us.
Oh, they did not. But I'm glad they didn't. They had so much else to worry about.
I know.
Can you imagine?
I know. Now we worry about every little thing. I'm just thinking it's like, oh, they need to cross the street. Like, I don't know, just simple things.
I bet you our moms were not ever like, hey, make sure you cross at that intersection where there's a stop sign. They didn't even fucking know. They didn't even know where we went. They were just like, be home when that street light
turns on. And I remember when we would take that bike, I would go far.
They wouldn't even give us water. We had to get it from the water hose. Yeah. Some of these kids these days need to drink from, know how it feels to drink out of some water hose.
I don't think their immune system are going to be able to handle
that. That's why they have all these allergies and gluten and
eczema.
Get sick all the time and eczema because they need to drink hose water with all the iron and metal and rust in there, all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Expose your body.
Yes. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page at Authentically Moms. Remember to review and rate us from wherever you're listening to this. Keep telling all your friends and family about our podcast. We appreciate all the love you've been giving to us, and we will see you next week.
All right. Bye. Bye.